Shana Tova.
Shana Tova.
Welcome to our 32nd High Holy Days as a congregation. Those who are joining us for the first time in our congregation's history, and those who are joining us for the 32nd time, we come together. And for anybody in between, we welcome our members and our family members and our guests, and we welcome Cantor Box to our TBS family. We are so, so thrilled that you're here. And a special shout out and welcome to Rabbi Rappaport's contingent here this evening, wherever you might be. Thank you for sharing her with us. We are so grateful to you. And thanks to all who made these High Holy Days possible, most especially our executive director, Lynn Richmond, who has been working tirelessly since last March to make sure High Holy Days would be perfect. And to all of the wonderful technology people who are bringing you all of my wrinkles nice and close in. We are so very grateful to Scott Miller and his technology team for manning the technology these Holy Days. And we welcome all those who are watching on live stream this evening. We hope that this opportunity to be with us in spirit and almost in person is meaningful to you. And for those who will listen to this podcast later on in its history, we welcome you as well. So welcome to everyone. Our service tonight begins with our candle lighting on page 49. And during these High Holy Days, our honors feature people who do very special jobs and responsibilities and head up important committees and task forces in our congregation. And tonight we highlight one of the most important groups in our congregational community, the Bereavement Committee. You should never need it. But if you do, they're an amazing group of people who come into your hearts and your lives and take care of you in ways you don't even know you need care. And so tonight I welcome the chair people of this wonderful committee, Deb Peleas and Julia Saltpeter, and a shout out to Bill Aid tonight, who will be joining as a co-chair. Page 49. Ladies, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for all that you do.
With the setting of this evening's sun, united with Jews of every place and time, we proclaim a new year of hope. May the light of the divine shine forth to lead us, to show us the good we must do, the harmony we must create. Let the fire we kindle be for us a warming flame, whose brightness shows us the path of life.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel yom tov. Blessed is the eternal power that inspires us to kindle the light of yom tov. Blessed is the source of life and light. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, Shehechianu v'kiyamanu v'higianu lazman hazeh. Blessed is the eternal power of the universe for giving us life, for sustaining us, and for enabling us to reach this season.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu l'hadlik ner shel yom tov. Amen. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehechianu v'kiyamanu v'higianu lazman hazeh.
Page 51.
Esaenai, yitein lamot raglecha, al yanum shomerecha, hinelo yanum velo yishan, shomer Yisrael, Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzilcha, al yad yeminecha, yomam hashemesh, Yakeka ve'yareach malayla Adonai ishmorcha mikora ishmor et nafshecha Adonai ishmor tzeitcha
In the twilight of the vanishing year, we lift up our hearts in thanksgiving. Our souls are stirred by the memory of joy as the new year begins. We were sustained by love and kindness, comforted in times of sorrow, found happiness in our homes, and gladness with our friends. We lift up our hearts in thanksgiving as the new year begins.
As the new year begins, our spirits rise in grateful song.
But there were dreams that came to naught, and times when we refused to dream. These, with much regret, we now remember as the new year begins.
As the new year begins, contrition fills our thoughts.
Some of our days were dark with grief. Many a tear furrowed our cheeks, alas for the tender ties that were broken. We look back with sorrow as the new year begins.
As the new year begins, tears well up within us.
Yet we look ahead with hope, giving thanks for the daily miracle of renewal, for the promise of good to come. May this Rosh Hashanah, birthday of the world, be our day of rebirth into life and peace, serenity and safety as the new year begins.
As the new year begins, so is hope reborn with us.
בחודש השביעי באחד לחודש, יהיה לכם שבתון. זיכרון תרועה מקרא קודש, כל מלאכת עבודה לא תעשו. In the seventh month, on the first day of the month, there shall be a sacred assembly, a cessation from work, a day of commemoration proclaimed by the sound of the shofar.
Tikehu v'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chageinu kichok l'Yisraelu mishpat l'Elohei Yaakov mishpat
Welcome our past presidents to open the ark as we bring in the new year.
Yihi ratzon milpanecha Adonai Eloheinu ve'Elohei avoteinu v'imoteinu shetechadesh aleinu v'al kol beit Yisrael et ha'shana hazot שנת 5,778, לחיים ולשלום, לששון ולשמחה, לישועה ולנחמה, ונאמר אמן. May this new year called 5,778 bring to us and the whole house of Israel life and peace, joy and exaltation, redemption and comfort.
May this new year bring us life and peace, joy and exaltation, redemption and comfort. Amen.
Ya la la.
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher bibaro ma'ariv aravim. Praise be the Lord our God, ruler of the universe, whose word brings on the evening. With wisdom you open heaven's gates. With understanding you make the ages pass and the seasons alternate. Your will controls the stars as they travel through the sky. Creator of day and night, you roll light away from darkness and darkness from light. You cause day to pass and bring on the night. The Lord of hosts is your name. O living and eternal God, rule us always to the end of time. Blessed is the Lord, whose word makes evening fall. Baruch ata Adonai, hama'ariv aravim. Unending is your love for your people, the house of Israel. Torah and mitzvot, laws and precepts have you taught us. Therefore, O Lord our God, when we lie down and when we rise up, we will meditate on your laws and rejoice in your Torah and mitzvot forever. Day and night we will reflect on them, for they are our life and the length of our days. O may your love never depart from our hearts. Blessed are you, O Lord. You love your people Israel. Baruch ata Adonai, Ohev Amo Yisrael.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto
Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nashecha u'v'chol me'odecha. Ve'hayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha. V'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam b'shivtecha v'beitecha u'v'lechtecha v'aderech Uvshachbacha uvkumecha, ukshartam laot al yadecha, vehayu litotafot bein einecha, uchtavtam al mezuzot beitecha, uvisharecha, lema'an tiskeru vaasitem et kol mitzvotai, viyitem kedoshim leelohechem, ani Adonai Elohechem. Asher hotzeti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, lihiyot lachem l'elohim, ani Adonai Elohechem. You shall love the Lord your God with all your mind, with all your strength, with all your being. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them in your home and on your way, when you lie down and when you rise up. Bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all my mitzvot and do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God. All this we hold to be true and sure. You alone are our God, there is none else, and we are Israel, your people.
You are our King,
delivering us from the hand of oppressors, saving us from the fist of tyrants, doing wonders without number, marvels that pass our understanding. You give us our life. With your help, our people has survived all our oppressors. You did wonders for us in the land of Egypt, miracles and marvels in the land of Pharaoh.
You led your people Israel out forever to serve you in freedom.
When your children witnessed your power, they extolled you and gave you thanks. Freely they acclaimed you king, and full of joy, Moses and all Israel sang this song.
Mi chamocha ba'elim Adonai. Mi kamocha nedar b'kol. מלכותך ראו בניך פוקע ים לפני משה זה לי אנו והאמרו Adonai et Yaakov u'galoh miyad chazak mimenu baruch atah Adonai gal Yisrael.
Cause us, O eternal God, to lie down in peace, and raise us up, O Sovereign, to life renewed. Spread over us the shelter of your peace. Guide us with your good counsel, and for your name's sake be our help. Shield us from hatred and plague. Keep us from war and famine and anguish. Subdue our inclination to evil. O God, our guardian and helper, our gracious and merciful ruler, give us refuge in the shadow of your wings. Guard our coming and our going, that now and always we have life and peace. Blessed are you, O Lord, whose shelter of peace is spread over us, over all Israel, and over Jerusalem.
Yitgadal v'yitgadash shmei Rabbah Ve'alma divrach yirutei v'yamlich malchutei V'chayechon uv'yomechon V'chayed echol beit Yisrael Ba'gala, ba'gala Uv'izkan kariv Ve'imeru, amen Yehei shmei rabba mevarach Le'alam lam me'almaya Yitbarach V'yitpa'ar v'yitramam v'yitnaseh V'yithadar v'yitaleh v'yithalal Shmei d'kudesha Brichu leila min kol birchata v'shirata Tush v'chata v'nechemata Tamiran v'ahama v'imeru
Amen. Please rise. Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu velohei avoteinu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, velohei Yaakov, Ha'el ha'gadol ha'gibor v'hanora, El Elyon, Gomel chasadim tovim, V'kone ha'kol, V'zocher chaste avot, U'mevig u'la livnei v'neihem, Lama'an shemo bi'ahava. Lord, you are our God, even as you were the God of Abraham and Sarah, the God of our fathers and mothers, the God of all the ages of Israel.
They are our past as we are their future.
We recall their vision and pray for the strength to keep it alive. Help us, O God and shield, to keep their faith.
O God, shield of Abraham,
Sarah's help, all generations be our help, our shield, our God. Remember us unto life, O Sovereign who delights in life, and inscribe us in the book of life, O God of life.
You can find the words to Zochreinu Lemancha inside your service folder. It's also the melody we began services with, so if it sounds familiar, it's because you already know it.
Lemancha, 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 Elohim chayim. Lemancha, 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 Elohim chayim. Zochreinu, zochreinu lechayim. Lemancha Elohim Chaim. Lemancha, Lemancha, Lemancha Elohim Chaim. Remember us unto life, O Sovereign, who delights in life, and inscribe Magain, Baruch atah Adonai, Magain Avraham.
Love is the thread that binds our lives in a lasting fabric which time shall fray.
Which time shall fray, but only to be rewoven by each generation.
Each generation will lift the fallen to their feet and hold them as they learn to walk.
And as they learn to walk, the sickness of our time will be healed by those who drink deep from ancient wells of truth.
From ancient wells of truth, they will draw strength to keep faith with those who sleep in the dust.
We praise the source of life and power,
who has implanted within us immortal yearning, undying hopes. Ata kadosh v'shimcha kadosh u'kadoshim b'chol yom yehallelucha selah. Please be seated. We continue together at the top of page 65. On this day of remembrance, we pray for awareness. Let love and compassion grow among us, and goodness be our daily care. This day may we find well-being. This day may we discover the eternal strength that abides among us. This day may we help to a life that is whole. Amen. You transcend our deepest thought and elude the keenest eye. Yet all who dwell on earth may find you. Every creature's form proclaims your glory, for all that breathes is one creation. Children of a single kingdom. Thus was it written of old, the eternal God of Israel is the king whose dominion extends to all creation. The kingdom of laws, the domain of freedom. Blessed is the law that sets us free to find gladness and joy. Praised be the power that makes for freedom, that blesses the house of Israel and the day of remembrance.
Say Adonai Eloheinu Be'amecha Yisrael U'tefilatam Be'ahavatika Be'ah. Humbled in prayer we seek to reach you, to be heard. Hearts open wide, longing to be true. Oh, let us know that you are near. Open our hearts that we may hear the still clear voice within us all. Eloheinu. We'd say Adonai Eloheinu.
A world where miracles spring up to meet us along the way. We hold you close and give thanks for morning light, for evening calm. Sun and moon, sea and sky, snow and mist, city streets and country lanes. What joy to know you, how excellent to touch you. To live and nothing more would be enough to make us glad. Yet morning, noon, and night, a task awaits us. The lost and hungry to be found and fed, sick and sad to be healed and cheered, a peaceful world to be built and kept. Blessed is the gift of life, blessed the source of life and its tasks.
Shalom Rav, O Israel, Amcha, Tasim, Le'olam. Shalom Rav, O Israel, Amcha, Tasim.
There are and prayers, but justice there is not, nor yet peace. The prophet said, in the end of days, the Lord shall judge between the nations. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Although we must wait for judgment, we may not wait for peace to fall upon like rain upon us. The teacher said, those who have made peace in their house, it is as though they have brought peace to all Israel, indeed to all the world. Peace will remain a distant vision until we do the work of peace ourselves. If peace is to be brought into the world, we must bring it first to our families and communities. The psalmist said, seek peace and pursue it. Be not content to make peace only in your own household. Go forth and work for peace wherever men and women are struggling in its cause. On this night that opens for us a whole new year, our tradition teaches that the gates of heaven are open particularly wide. We unite as a community and as a people to offer our prayers for comfort, for strength, for healing, for all our loved ones who are not feeling physically or emotionally whole. We think this evening especially our prayers go out to all of those who have suffered in Hurricane Maria, in the earthquake in Mexico, those still suffering from hurricanes Harvey and Irma. We surround all of them now with love and compassion as we join together in our prayer for healing. Misha Beirach. Continue silently.
Avinu Malkeinu, Shema Kolenu. Our Father, our King, hear our voice. Avinu Malkenu, Chatanu Lefanecha.
Our Father, our King,
we have sinned against you. Avinu Malkenu, Chamol Aleinu Ve'al Olaleinu Ve'tapenu.
Our Father, our King,
have compassion on us and
on our children.
Avinu Malkenu, Kalei Deve V'Cherev V'Ra'av Me'aleinu.
Our Father, our King,
make an end to sickness, war,
and famine.
Avinu Malkenu, Kalei Kol Tzar U'Mastin Me'aleinu.
Our Father, our King, make an end to all oppression.
Avinu Malkenu, Kotvenu B'Sefer Chayim Tovim.
Our Father, our King, inscribe us for blessing in the Book of Life.
Avinu Malkenu, Chadesh Aleinu Shana Tova.
Our Father, our King,
let the new year be a good year for us.
Avinu Malkenu, Harem
Keren Yisrael Amecha.
Our Father, our King, give strength to your people, Israel.
Avinu Malkenu, Chanenu Va'anenu, Ki ein banu ma'asim, asei imanu tzedaka v'chesed v'hoshienu.
Our Father, our King, be gracious and answer us, for we have little merit. Treat us generously and with kindness, be our help.
Avinu Malkenu, Shema Kolenu. Avinu Malkenu, Chatanu Lefanecha. Avinu Malkenu, Chamol Aleinu. Ve'alol Aleinu, Ve'tapenu. Avinu Malkenu, Kale Tever, V'cherev Ra'av, Me'aleinu. Avinu Malkenu, Kale Kol Tzar, U'Mastin, Me'aleinu.
Some people are better at remembering than others. Birthdays or anniversaries, the name of that person you just met, facts and figures, dates and places. They are the superstars at Jeopardy and Trivial Pursuit, who have a knack for state capitals, world geography, random sports statistics, musical groups from the 80s, or obscure scientific facts. You know who you are. I see you poking each other. They have memories where all of these little bits of trivia are neatly stored and easily retrieved from their brains, even in an age of Google, Alexa, and Siri. Auditory people will remember the song that was playing at a particular moment. And tactile people remember a touch or an embrace or the fact that there wasn't one. People with olfactory memory, like me, will remember things when they smell a perfume or the air that reminds them of the first day of school or bus fumes. Certain bus fumes transport me back to the Egged bus station in Afula, near where I went to high school in Israel when I was 16. If I smell the bus fumes long enough, I can also taste the best chocolate horn pastry I have ever eaten, which I used to buy when I waited for a bus. Our memory is wired to our senses, helping us relive sights and sounds, smells and touch and taste. For some, Rosh Hashanah tastes sweet, and for others, the sound of the shofar is what brings back memories of High Holy Days past or creates a memory in the present. Rosh Hashanah has three names: Yom Teruah, the day of the blowing of the shofar; Yom Harat Olam, the birthday of the world; and Yom HaZikaron, the day of remembrance. The first two make logical sense. We hear the shofar, and we know this day commemorates not just the first day of our year, but the first day of creation. Yet we are never really told what we are remembering or supposed to remember on this day of remembrance. Is it the past year? Is it a lifetime? Is it our deeds, our sins? Is it to stay home from work or school tomorrow because we are to remember that we are part of a community? Or is it to find our way into a synagogue because Judaism matters to us? We don't wake up one day or any day planning to make a memory. Memories happen. They are moments that turn our present into a past remembered for the good or the bad. Memories are moments captured in our brains to be replayed over and over again in the future, whether we like them or not. Memories are more than the events or places or people or emotions of our lives. Memories are how we explain who we are today in light of who we were once upon a time. And like snowflakes, no two memories of the same moment in time are alike for any two people, because we each see life through a uniquely personal lens. Until I read the book Moonwalking with Einstein, The Art and Science of Remembering Everything by Joshua Foer, I didn't realize that there are people who spend their lives learning how to remember. Cards and number sequences, names and faces, poetry and lists. In his book, Foer explores the history and experience of human memory, and then details his efforts to enter the world of mental athletes, which resulted in his winning the U.S. Memory Championship. Who knew there was such a thing? fascinated by our brains for a while now, I had decided to start reading about the subject of how our human brain creates, stores, and retrieves memories. So I began with Foer's book last February. He writes, and I quote, "We usually think about our memory as a single monolithic thing. It's not. Memory is more like a collection of independent modules and systems, each relying on its own network of neurons." Moonwalking with Einstein includes Foer's research on how people trained their brains before living in an age of information overload. Prior to the invention of the printing press, books were few and those who had them were rare. In those days, people read their books over and over again until they committed them to memory. They did this by placing the contents of whole books into architectural spaces in the mind's imagination called memory palaces. This intensive way of reading meant that those individuals not only read the books they had, but they remembered them word for word. Those with highly developed memories could also remember rooms filled with people and great oratory or theater verbatim with dexterity. We live in a world with a vast array of readable material, which we usually only read once. We read by skimming or reading for overall meaning, not always remembering what we read or where. We sacrifice quality of memory for quantity of resources. I read 12 books when we were in French Polynesia last winter. Foer's book was just one of them. I read a fantastic book of fiction, which really enhanced my trip. I can tell you every detail about the plot and how the book made me feel, but I constantly forget the title and the author. One of the dangers of wanting to remember is that we often forget. Today, we externalize memory, meaning that we outsource it because we can. We leave everything to digital recall. We put our lives in the cloud. We forget our lives almost as fast as we live them. The sad consequence of that is that fewer people actually remember what they did wrong. We all make mistakes, and remembering our failings, wanting to learn from our mistakes and do better, is why we are here on this day of remembrance. Memory experts will tell you that we tend to remember what we pay attention to. Foer relates in his book that the key to memory training is learning from your mistakes. He writes that you learn best when your mistake is in front of you, not when you revisit it weeks later, which is why he says that studies show that surgeons improve more than some other physicians and clinicians because they see their mistakes in real time and get immediate feedback and learn from them. Foer teaches if something is going to be made memorable, it has to be dwelled upon, repeated. So that's why I keep telling you things. One article I read, which supported this theory, described the making of a memory in three phases: encoding, storage, retrieval. Encoding is making a memory by strengthening its impression on your brain, usually by writing, conversing, repeating, or using a memory technique like a memory palace. Step two in creating a memory is storage, because not everything you encode sticks around in your brain forever. Not unlike your computer, your brain stabilizes the memory and then stores it in pieces and moves it into long-term storage. Your memory is enhanced by sleep. And no surprise, it is diminished by alcohol, weed, and other drugs, and the phenomenon of multitasking. Step three in your brain's memory making is retrieval. What good is a memory if you can't access it? But since your brain files the memory in fragments like your computer, your brain retrieves the encoded and stored memory fragments, and then your brain fills in the gaps if anything is missing. This is helpful but also dangerous, as some gap filling may not always be accurate. An eyewitness is only as good as his or her retrieval. In the February 8, 2017 issue of the Princeton Alumni Weekly, it was reported that 2016-2017 studies on collective memory show that the more we talk about an experience together, the more the discussion helps create a consistent shared memory. We know that as Jews. All I need to say is Sinai, and you remember receiving the Torah. You were there. I saw you. The Red Sea, and you remember dancing with Miriam. I saw you there. Or the Exodus from Egypt that you relive at your Seder each and every year. I say Judah Maccabee, and you swell with Jewish pride at Judah's victory. Or you taste that most delicious latke. Taste it now. You're probably all too full. The Torah is our collective memory and the diary of our earliest encounters with God. We read and reread Torah and hear stories of our people for our entire lives, which makes those memories and stories real and true in our collective memory as a people and in our personal memory as Jews or someone who cares and lives with Jews. What would Isaac say he remembered about his father? Playing in the tent as a little boy, or being tied up on Mount Moriah? Would Miriam remember saving her brother's life, her bout with leprosy, or dancing with her tambourine as her defining moment? And what did Moses remember in the end? The burning bush of his youth? His moment one-on-one with God at Sinai, his disappointment with the Israelites over the golden calf, or striking the rock which prevented him from entering the promised land. As Jews, we know that our Jewish memory doesn't require us to have been present in real life to remember. We have been present our whole lives. In the book, Putting God on the Guest List, we are reminded, so precious is the mitzvah of memory that the Torah commands us no less than 169 times to remember. Perhaps there's a mystical significance in 13 being the square root of 169. At age 13, Jewish children have a fairly extensive memory, one that is both tribal and individual. They often remember Shabbat and especially remember that Jews were slaves in Egypt. Jewish parents must teach their children to remember. There's a quote from the great Hasidic Rebbe, the Baal Shem Tov, who lived in the 1700s, on the entrance to Israel's Yad Vashem. Redemption lies in remembering. As Jews, our memories have saved us. And our collective memory of exile and persecution has demanded from us that we save others. I've written over 2,000 sermons here at Temple B'nai Shalom. And I hope that at least one of them was memorable for you. I find it fascinating that as hard as I have worked to be scholarly and timely with the adult sermons over the years, what people easily remember these days are the children's sermons and my costumes. The colander on my head, the ladybug or the bumblebee, Bat Rabbi, and Bat Rabbi comes back, the Rosh Hashanah baby, the Grinch who stole something Jewish a few times over the years, Dory and Minnie Mouse, and a host of Disney and Sesame Street characters, Rabbi Rogers, and the Rob in the Hat, who will be back tomorrow afternoon. I've been reading through old sermons and papers in the past few months, I have 31 years of TBS remembering. It amazes me that I remember some sermons as if I wrote them yesterday. And I marvel at others thinking that some wiser rabbi must have written them. One of the things I have treasured is revisiting my own children's childhoods through the sermons I wrote about them and seeing how those memories have impacted our Pearland lives and the lives of everyone at TBS for over three decades. 20 years ago for Yom Kippur, 1997, I gave a sermon entitled Walking in Shabbat Shoes. In it, I wrote the following. My story begins at Nordstrom, of all places. Last June, I took my son Jacob to Tyson's Corner. We were looking for an elevator, so we walked through Nordstrom's. There was a shoe sale going on in the men's department. I didn't intend to take Jacob to the men's department. He's only 11. Before we knew it, he was trying on shoes. I couldn't believe it. When did his foot grow? He was so grown up, and I kept saying to his embarrassment, "My baby, my baby's in men's shoes." The salesman was a nice young man, very helpful, one of five children from an Irish Catholic family. You know me, I get to know everyone quickly. He fit Jacob in really nice shoes and said, "These shoes are going to be great. What are they for?" Jacob proudly responded, "These are going to be my Shabbat shoes." I cringed for a moment, not as comfortable with my Judaism as I should have been. My discomfort only lasted a fraction of a second. As I looked at Jacob and the salesman, it was obvious that the two of them had bonded. He is my son, after all. The salesman patted the sides of Jacob's shoe and gave him a big smile and said, "I understand." I still talk about my children having Shabbat shoes. But until I found the sermon, I had completely forgotten about that Nordstrom event recounted in the story. What is most memorable to me is the fact that wearing Shabbat shoes every single week created Shabbat Jews. And those Shabbat Jews now have little Shabbat Jews of their own. Our little Miriam has had challah every single week of her 27 months of life. And when she couldn't eat it, she had a picture with it. With the exception of the week she had to eat matzah. She has not missed a week. And her wonderful mother gets up early with her most Fridays, even recently 9 months pregnant, so that Miriam will have memories of baking challah with her mommy. The memories of Shabbat past have birthed the creation of the memories of Shabbat present. Miriam's father, my son Jonah, wrote a midterm paper entitled Shabbat Happens in March of 2007 when he was a senior in college. The title was based on the bumper stickers David Zweigel had made many years ago here at TBS. In the paper, Jonah wrote about his memories of Shabbat. Until I left home, my family never missed having Shabbat dinner together unless my dad happened to be traveling, though he always tried to be home for Shabbat. If we were traveling as a family, whether in America or abroad, we would always say the prayers and light candles and often try and find a synagogue to attend. When at home, our Sabbath table often had visitors, and after partaking in the traditional rituals of lighting the candles, drinking wine, and eating challah, we would always go around and say what in the past week we were thankful for. Even on the night of my senior prom, which was a Friday, we had a family Shabbat dinner before I left and made sure to light candles and say the prayers together. Shabbat was not just a part of the week for us, but was in many ways the week's focal point. And he continued in the paper a little bit on, but it was more than simply my immediate family who connected me with Sabbath observance. It was my synagogue community as well. Jonah's recollection filled my heart with joy when I read his paper for the first time 10 years ago. And again, when I found it last month, going through piles in preparation for retirement. I do remember that it took great effort for us to make Shabbat each week. I may remember how hard it was, But as I look back on those days through my mommy wife rabbi brain, I know that the effort was totally worth it. I will forever remember being grateful that this community helped me raise my children to be Shabbat Jews who have turned into Shabbat observing parents. Those memories transformed our family, our faith, and our lives for good. L'dor v'dor. Since announcing my retirement, letters and emails from members keep coming in with memories. Memories of bar bat mitzvahs, weddings, namings, graduations, trips to Israel, moments shared in my office or in hospital rooms or on cemeteries. Most of all, memories of treasured relationships. Some of the notes have moved me to tears. Your lives are still part of my daily working memory. You can come into my office and I'll recall a conversation we had 30 years ago as if it were yesterday. They say our memories of the past and old age are the last to go. My memories of you will be with me for the rest of my life. As Rabbi Deborah Orenstein is quoted as saying, memory both transcends time and endows it with meaning. I carry much of TBS's historical memory in my brain. I have facts about the history of each Torah and Torah ornament and every decision we have ever made that has made TBS special and unique and values-driven. My brain has encoded and stored every single detail in every single one of these tapestries, the history of every mezuzah on every door, the names that go with most of the faces and the pictures on the hallway, and the pronunciation of every single name on our treasured Kaddish list. I have been the keeper of our memories. And now it is time for me to pass those memories on. In working with people on their relationships in my office over the years, I quickly realized that those who remember mostly the negatives aren't usually still in love or in like anymore or intent on a future together. The key to a healthy long-term relationship is the ability to focus on the positive memories. I hope you will remember me as you recall a conversation we shared that helped you through a time when you were in need of a rabbi, or a listening ear, or a caring heart. I hope you will remember a sermon, or a class, or words of Torah, or that hug that made a difference in your life, or your relationship with Judaism. I hope you will remember that I really cared and tried to do my best every day, and to give you my time. I hope you remember the positives. So Foer writes, how we perceive the world and how we act in it are products of how and what we remember. We're all just a bundle of habits shaped by our memories. Every year we sit and we look back on the memories of events that affected us as part of the world in which we lived. Harvey, Irma, Charlottesville. We recall and recount memories as a society. Kennedy's Ask Not speech, the first man on the moon. Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. Virginia Tech, 9/11. Rabbi Dov Peretz Elkins writes, we remember the good and the bad of what happened before us so that we can make tomorrow better than today and yesterday. We make memories, we cherish memories, we collect memories in albums and digital files. And during these holiest days, We honor memories of loved ones and friends and those we might not even personally know. For when our time with others is over, all that is left are the memories we leave behind. How ironic, then, that we come into our sanctuary and ask God to remember us for life, Zochreinu L'chaim, on these holiest days. Does the God who created us and breathed life into us forget us? In a very real and spiritual and psychological sense, we are asking ourselves to remember ourselves for life, to remember that life matters when too often we fill our lives with things that don't. We get to decide what we do with our memories. You decide. Are you challenged or paralyzed by your memories? Have you used them to learn and to grow? Do your memories give you comfort, make you feel safe, or do they cause you pain or make you feel vulnerable? How we respond to our memories and what we choose to remember and share determines much of our lives. My last story. There's an ancient Greek myth of a woman who enters the waters of the river Styx at the end of her life. There, Charon, Charon, the guide for the dead, was to take her to the region of departed spirits. Charon tells the woman that as they pass, she can drink the waters of Lethe on the way and forget all the anguish she has experienced in life when she enters the world to come. So here's their conversation. She said, "I will forget how I have suffered." And he replied, "You will forget how you rejoiced." The woman challenged, "I shall forget my failures?" He reminded her, "And also your victories." Again she asked, "I shall forget all of the painful memories of life?" "You will also forget all the loving and joyful memories of life." In silence, the woman meditated and ultimately elected not to drink the waters of Lethe. She chose to retain her memories of sadness, of loss and tribulation, rather than surrender one loving memory of her life. We choose what we remember, even if that means remembering the bad with the good, the mistakes with the successes. And as Barbara Streisand sings, "What's too painful to remember, we simply choose to forget." Foer writes at the very end of his book, "Now more than ever, as the role of memory in our culture erodes at a faster pace than ever before, we need to cultivate our ability to remember. Our memories make us who we are. They are the seat of our values and the sources of our character. This is the day of remembrance. The shofar will be blown tomorrow, and prayers will be recited. And over again in the next 10 days, we will ask God to remember us unto life. None of us knows what the future holds. We have our memories of yesterday, encoded, stored away, and awaiting retrieval. And we pray. We pray that we will be given more time to make new memories in the days to come."
Thank you.
generations they come, generations they go. Buildings are forgotten, monuments destroyed. In
It is my privilege now to welcome to the Bema a 21-year member of our TBS security team, 17 years as chairperson, our beloved Steve Miller, who lives here day and night, who's the one who gets the call when the alarm goes off, who is always looking for very reliable, responsible people to protect the rabbis and protect the temple. To be surrounded by his security committee, affectionately known as the Rabbi's Army. These wonderful people who stay here in the evening, who make sure that we are safe, who sit here as Shomri Yisrael, the guardians of Israel. You too can join these very sacred ranks. These are very important people who give up so much time for all of us. I'm not asking them to stand yet because I want them to see you, and I want to thank each and every one of you. I thank you with all of my heart. They come in the quiet of the night, and they are here as late as we need to stay here, protecting and defending and caring for Temple B'nai Shalom and all of us who need to be here in the evenings. This is one of the greatest gifts we have in our congregation. And Steve, I thank you for every email, for every time you come, for every time you sit in the lobby, and for amassing the most wonderful group of devoted congregants any rabbis could possibly have. Rabbi Rappaport and I are eternally grateful. Our cup overflows as we rise for Kiddush on page 71.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Borei Pri HaGafen. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bachar Banu Mikol HaAm Vorom Amanu Mikol HaShon V'Kidshanu B'Mitzvotav V'Titen Lanu Adonai Eloheinu Be'Ahava Et Yom HaZikaron HaZeh Yom Teruah Mikra Kodesh Zecher Letziat Mitzrayim Kivanu V'charta Ve'otanu Kidashta Mikol Ha'amim U'dvarcha Emet V'kayam La'ad Baruch Ata Adonai Melech Kol Ha'aretz Mekadesh Yisrael Ve'yom HaZikaron Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam She'echeyanu Ve'kiyemanu Ve'higyanu Lazman Hazeh.
Amen. It's wine, so go easy. Thank you so much to each and every one of you. We remain standing for Aleinu on page 72. Lynn and Nancy. Thank We read together. The light of life is a finite flame, like a candle. Life is kindled. It burns, it glows, it is radiant with warmth and beauty. But soon it fades, its substance is consumed, and it is no more. In light we see, in light we are seen. The flames dance and our lives are full. But as night follows day, the candle of our life burns down and gutters. There is an end to the flames. We see no more and are no more seen. Yet we do not despair, for we are more than a memory slowly fading into the darkness. With our lives we give life, Something of us can never die.
We move in the
eternal cycle of darkness and death, of life and light. At this time in our service, we remember every single person who has died in the past year and in the past decades and in our lives. We remember each and every one of them, sacred treasures of God. We remember all the people we wish could be sitting at our holiday table. We remember each person we wish could be sitting beside us tonight. For each and every one of them, for every candle that burns in our hearts, that candle of memory, we have the sacred privilege of reciting the Kaddish on the holiest new year. May their memories always bless our lives, and may we hold on to those memories forever. Yitgadal v'yitkadash shmei rabah, v'alma dibrach rute v'yamlich malchute, v'chayechon v'yamechon v'chaye d'chol beit Yisrael, bad alav v'zman kariv v'imru, amen. Yehei shmei rabah mevorach v'olam v'ome omaya, Yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yidramam v'yitnaseh, Yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal shmei d'kutsha v'richu, La'ela minkol birchata v'shirata, Tushbechata v'nechemata, Damiran v'yalma v'imru amei, Yehei shlama rabba min shemaya, V'chayim alenu v'yal kol Yisrael v'imru amei. O se shalom bimramav, hu yaase shalom, aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen.
V'imru.
I am David Charrington, president of Temple B'nai Shalom. On behalf of the officers and board of directors, I'm very pleased to welcome you here this evening as we begin these 10 days of worship, fellowship, and reflection. Rosh Hashanah is a time when we get to take an inventory. We take a personal inventory of ourselves over the past year and where we will be or want to be over the next year. I really like Rosh Hashanah because in a busy year filled with the chaos of daily life, it gives us this moment to pause, to think, to reflect. In this important year for TBS, it is also an opportunity to take inventory of our congregational life, looking back and looking forward. Today, I want to take a few minutes to reflect on TBS, to celebrate us. I wish each of you could see the view from here. It is an awesome thing to stand here looking out on so many faces, both familiar and new faces, here at TBS. A year ago, I stood before you and spoke about concerns about the future of Judaism in America. I spoke about a trend in our nation, especially among young adults, of not being joiners and the shrinking of many groups and organizations, including temples. Some Reformed temples in our country have seen their numbers drop in half, and some have had to close their doors. Thanks to you, TBS is a trendsetter going in the opposite direction. TBS continues to add to our membership. We are especially seeing this among families with children in early grades. We've had two consecutive years of growth in the number of TBS students in our religious school. Why is TBS growing while other temples are shrinking? We can point to several factors. First, clearly, we need to look no further than our beloved Rabbi Perlin. Think how fortunate we are to have Rabbi Perlin as our senior rabbi. She has been instrumental in the establishment of TBS as a uniquely special temple and congregation. Rabbi Perlin has brought her creativity and hard work for 31 years now, almost 32 years, to help shape us into the caring, learning, and thriving community that we are. Also, our recent growth coincides with the arrival of Rabbi Rappaport, who has brought so many new ideas to our religious school, and her leadership has made an already strong program even stronger. Credit goes to our excellent cadre of teachers and their professionalism and commitment. And of course, I would be remiss if I didn't give a lot of credit to Lynn Richmond and Marnie Miller. Lynn, our executive director, is the first person the prospective members connect with when they contact TBS about membership. And Marnie, a member of our board of directors and chair of the membership committee, leads an active committee to keep our membership engaged and active. Thank you very much to both of these key individuals for our growing temple. When speaking to rabbis from other congregations, they want to know our secret for keeping our students engaged and enrolled through post-confirmation. In the end, you are the secret. You, the members of the congregation and the parents and the children, and your commitment to our ideas of having young and old involved and engaged in addition to being enrolled. The religious school is just one aspect of our temple that makes us the envy of other temples. At TBS, it is our minhag to be engaged, active, and to participate in many wonderful programs and worship. We've all heard that saying that you get out of it what you put in. I'm so pleased to be part of a temple where collectively we do put in a lot into it, and we all benefit for what we get out of it. You received a recent update via email from Communications Chair and Third Vice President Steve Kronthal about our plans for transition, as well as celebration of Rabbi Perlin's 32 years as our spiritual leader. During Yom Kippur services, I will focus more on the transition we are a part of at TBS and how we will ensure that our wonderful community, that is TBS, grows and prospers for the next 32 years and beyond. But today, I wanted to reflect on how well we're doing as a congregation and to thank you for making TBS the place it is today. It is because of you that TBS will continue to thrive for many years to come. May we all be inscribed for a year filled with good health, happiness, and meaning. Shana Tova.
When you leave the sanctuary this evening, you will be greeted by our wonderful teens who will be handing you grocery bags. Please fill them with not the old Passover stuff in the back of the cupboard. And nothing that has an expiration date of 2015. Okay? We want really good stuff. I want Temple B'nai Shalom to be known for giving the cool food. Okay? So fill those bags. And if you don't only have to bring one back, you can bring many bags back. We're just giving you at least one. We are the largest collection for LCAC in the area. They depend on us. They rely on us. And this Yom Kippur collection that you will be part of is larger than all their collections, even for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And as you drive past churches, you know many of them
are a lot bigger than we are.
But I'm competitive, so please bring the heaviest food you can. Cans and cans of tuna fish and lots of heavy, heavy things because they weigh the food. And every person who brings more than one bag will get personal mitzvah points from me and God. So take a bag home with you this evening. Our closing song tonight is for the old timers. Every once in a while, we sing in Adon Olam, and they go, "What happened to the good old Adon Olam?" Until I met Cantor Box, I didn't even know it had a composer. I just thought it was
traditional.
Right. So those of you who grew up with this Adon Olam, it was really slow, like somebody was pouring molasses. We're going to do it a little zippier tonight because we want to prove that we're a with it congregation. So please rise for Adon Olam on page 75.
Adon Olam.
Eloheinu ve'Elohei Dorotenu, our God and God of all the generations who have come before us, we thank you for this Yom HaZikaron, 24 hours that you have given us to remember. Help us to go into the new year engaging our best selves, making change in the world that will really make a difference, making our lives and our world better with the best that is in us. Help us to remember that whatever we do today is the memory upon which we will build tomorrow. Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May God bless you and watch over you as you enter 5,778. Shana Tova.
Shana Tova.